And continuing with Mr. Sulzer, thus, willfulness must be driven out in a methodical manner. Just makes your skin crawl. It sends a chill up your spine to think of his being methodical in driving out willfulness. Continuing, and there is no other recourse for this purpose than to show a child you're serious. Oh, I'm sure they figured that out early. Blah, 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 blah. So these things are important matters to attend to in the child's first year, when he's over a year and beginning to understand and speak somewhat. One must concentrate on other things as well, yet always with the understanding that willfulness must be the main target of all our toils. He's talking about, he's saying that the parents' toils in laboring over the child. You want to tell them, go set your labor down, please. The child doesn't need you to labor over them. Continuing, they must also keep very fresh in their minds, the parent, he's saying, the outline or image, and this is Plato, you know, have that form present in your mind, that ideal form to which the child must conform. You know, always have that present in front of your minds as you beat them into the shape that you have in your mind of what they're supposed to be, when we should be listening to them, watching them, learning from them what we're supposed to be. Then he says, the first and foremost matter to be attended to is implanting in children a love of order. Again, the child doesn't come first. The order comes first, the arrangement, the system, the hierarchy, the rank, the proof, the vision, the notion of perfection. All of that comes before the child who's right before your eyes. So this is the first step, says Mr. Sulzer, that must be required, this love of order. We saw that love of order when we were reading Miklos's Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account. That's the expression of their love of order, these totalitarians who are all around us as we speak. And this is what we're not talking about, that they are organized and active while we are sitting on our hands dreaming. And that's because so many of us are given our marching orders in the job. And what else can we do but follow them, because we must live, just as I'm confronted out there with folks who are doing, I consider something pretty heinous, trying to hurry me off the planet, and yet they have no choice because they have to live. This is called fascism on the back of a buck. You create economic hardship and roll it in because people have to do what they're told. Well, this is the order is what they want to bring in, and they are telling parents, teach this to your children early so they will be soft clay for the state to shape in whatever shape it wants them to be, so that the state can accomplish its aims and ours get lost way back before we even could speak.